After the recent attack at the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, lighting designers began discussing online ideas on how lighting could save lives and possibly slow down shooters. Paul Yates has a master's from the University of Connecticut in lighting design and teaches lighting and scenic design at the University of Kentucky. He says there are basically two questions to consider when thinking about lighting when there's an active shooter.
Do we as lighting designers find a way to pull the focus to the shooter? Or do we as lighting personnel attempt to find a way to warn the crowd and help them get out of there safely? What is the best thing?
Yates says lighting design is all about focus. If you pull the focus to the shooter by bringing all the lights up, that could help them find their targets easier. But then it helps everyone see. Also, the person in charge of the lights is often placed in a vulnerable location. Sometimes they're on a raised platform, making them one of the first possible targets.
So it's becoming a big worry, not only for the people and the patrons who are listening and watching the concerts or being in the clubs, but also for the technicians who are running these particular shows for them as well.
Also, there's no protocol nationwide on lighting and light design. In some theaters and clubs, the light switches can be far down a hall away from the technician. According to Yates, it's disappointing to have this conversation, especially about something that's meant to be fun.
And it's kind of a terrible, sad thing that we have to plan for this in our day and age where, you know, we have all of this fancy lighting technology, moving lights, we can change colors, we can do all sorts of fun stuff, but now we're going to have to sink our time and energies into helping to keep the population safe, which is really a tragedy that we have to be thinking about this now.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Amy Kobabe.